This is David Pilch, Center Pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day. 1 Timothy 6:12 says to fight the good fight of faith and to hold on to or cling to this perspective of living in light of eternity. Hebrews 6:12 says that we should imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In John 3:16, Jesus promises eternal life to those who believe in him. Hebrews chapter 11 is full of examples of people who exercised faith so they can live in light of eternity. Moses' parents would not let fear keep them hostage to Pharaoh's order to kill Moses. The Pharaoh's edict must have had a penalty for those who would not obey it. Suppose the penalty was that you would be thrown into a blazing hot fiery furnace. Well, Daniel's three friends faced that and did not give in to fear. What if it was being thrown into a lion's den? Daniel faced that and did not give in to fear. Daniel and his friends fought the good fight of faith and lived in light of eternity. Moses' parents lived in light of eternity. No matter what the penalty was, Moses' parents would not let fear keep them hostage to Pharaoh's order to kill Moses and hinder the plan of God. In Hebrews 11, it talks about Moses. It says, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to give in to enjoy the pleasures of sin, the passing pleasures of sin, notice it says, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Moses kept his eternal perspective. The people in Hebrews 11 lived their life in light of eternity. They refused to give in to fear or to focus on the here and now, the present. I like what the preacher says, if doubt or fear knocks at your door, send faith to answer it. Why? Because when faith opens the door, nobody will be there. Let's pray together. Father, we want to live our lives so it is pleasing to you. Give us your grace so we can follow those who have gone before us and fought the good fight of faith. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you for your word that teaches us and sustains us, showing us the way to live in light of eternity. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. This is David Pilch, Center Pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, reminding you that we are not here to stay here.